The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for girls basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Steve Dozer with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And good afternoon, and welcome to a doubleheader, a very unique doubleheader here from Marion High School on this Saturday as we get ready for the girls' contest between the number two team in the state in Class 4A, the homestanding Marion Indians, as they get ready to take on the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie, followed by the boys' half of this doubleheader, as it'll be the Jefferson Jayhawks here at Marion to take on the Indians. Good afternoon for Game 1. Scott Unash alongside Steve Dozier here from the Marion gym as the crowd continues to file in here. Our high school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM. Thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, and everybody at First Federal for helping us out. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com, their 90th year of business. And be sure to tell them that everybody at KGYM sent you, and be sure to do that first thing coming up on Monday. Unique doubleheader here today, Steve. Kind of an experiment, if you will, here at Marion High School. The Indians are here to play, too, but two different teams. The boys' sophomore game is going on in the old gym over there to the right, which you know very, very well. And they just had the soft JV game for the girls here in the new gym.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You got both gyms going and two different teams, so you got different sets of fans coming tonight. And there's a lot going for Coach Lauby, who's also the athletic director. So this is a busy day for him.
He's only had one little small issue, and that was one scoreboard. Controller was controlling both scoreboards in each gym, so got that taken care of.
Darn Wi-Fi.
If that is the only thing that goes wrong today with the doubleheader, I think everything is going to be okay. Well, let's start breaking down this girls' game. Both teams coming off of wins last night, pretty easy wins. Marion with a big win over Anamosa, led by 30 at halftime. And for Dubuque-Wallard, a rare easy one in the Mississippi Valley Conference as they knocked off Dubuque-Wallard by 40 last night, 59-19. Prairie comes in 1-3, and the Indians come in perfect 3-0 so far. And as we mentioned, rated number two in the state in 4A. Our first chance to take a look at this Marion team. Made it to the semifinals last year. Big target on the back of this group. And they had a good group last year, and they may even be better and deeper this year.
Yeah, they return, eight of their, top eight scorers and all five starters. And, they add a freshman in Kaba Lauby, who's averaging 20 points a game. So they're talented. They're experienced. Even though they're young, they're experienced. Some are juniors, with three-year starters in them. So, return your top eight scorers, and five of them are your starters, and you add Kaba Lauby.
Well, Chloe Rice, an All-Stater a year ago, 16 points per game, right around that so far this year. And as much as this is a very balanced Indian group, she's kind of the one that makes it go. She can penetrate, she can shoot from the outside. Very good ball handler, just kind of does everything. Mia Lauby in there as well. She's kind of the glue to this team. Of course, one of the two daughters for head coach Corby Lauby. And then you got Randy Wright and Caitlin Smith. Sophie Willette in there, and then you can go off the bench and bring in two guards with Ellie Harold and Maddie Knapp. And then, by the way, a Division I volleyball player, Bella Sade, can come in and give you some minutes as well.
Yeah, and she's a nice player, Scott. I've seen her play. And, you thought, boy, if she would focus on basketball more, too, she would be just probably having an offer in that sport as well.
And for Cedar Rapids Prairie, 1-3, got off the schneid last night. We saw Prairie against number one in 5A, Davenport North, and it's been a really, really daunting schedule in the first part of the year. In fact, before Christmas, you name it a good team, and Prairie's going to play them. They have City High coming up on Tuesday night that we saw last night. They got Iowa City West. They got Cedar Rapids Washington. They got Cedar Rapids Xavier. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger is what Josh Bentley said.
Well, and throw in Cedar Falls and Linmar.
Yep.
I mean, boy, that's they have to have the toughest schedule going into break than anybody in the state right now. I truly believe that.
And it's a team that's got talent, like we saw last Saturday afternoon against Davenport North. The two freshmen for Prairie, Sid McCray and Mallory McDermott. The two guards to go along with Sarah Schmidt. Jenna Wagamaster in the middle along with Hallie Person in there. Got some good bench play. Monk and Deal and Cook coming in like that. And it's a Prairie team. I think they got some confidence last night, according to the staff.
Yeah, they did. And they, you know, Wallert's down. But I tell you what, you know, talking to one of them, they, you know, the first thing is we needed that. We needed that win. We need to get some confidence going. They thought they were going to have that when they played Muscatine and lost by one. So they said that was the timing for that was great, and that should help them, you know, today versus Marion.
Well, the one thing to look for in this ball game, Prairie right now shooting just over 30% as far as the season is concerned, and Marion at around 50%. For Prairie to get the upset for the second straight year, they need to get off to a good start, maybe be physical, and certainly shoot the ball well.
Yeah, they need to shoot the ball well. And, you know, right now, too, you're seeing Jenna Wagamaster, Alpha Volleyball. You're starting to see her develop now and becoming more confident. And you're going to see her rebounding go up. Her points are going up. And, that, you know, that volleyball, when you come off of volleyball, a lot of times there is a good week or two before you can kind of get your basketball legs and your abilities under you.
And as mentioned last year, we had the game, and Prairie did upset Marion. And Prairie, being the 5A school, the Mississippi Valley Conference, I think used a little bit more physicality. The one thing that Corby Lauby and his Indians wanted to work on from the end of last year, the semifinal loss, to this year was getting stronger. They've spent a lot of time in the weight room, maybe not quite as much time in the basketball court as last year, but they said after some of the games last year against Prairie and Linmar specifically and the state tournament, we got to get stronger.
Yeah, and you could tell. They're very athletic, but you wouldn't describe Marion as a physical team. And so that's one thing they wanted to focus on. And, you know, for them, too, you know, we go along with that. You know, Coach Lively said we got to get stronger, and he said rebounding. That's the area we have to get stronger at, and that's something that's probably, he said, for them, their biggest thing they need to improve at.
Yeah, and I think they've done a very good job with that so far this year, but they're going to get a test today.
They will.
This is a game that helps both schools, and that's why the ADs and the coaching staff put it together, because you don't want to play a non-conference game that's not going to help you.
No, and the other thing too, Scott, you get more fans here, it's local, and you don't have to sit there and find a game, another game, you know, like Pleasant Valley or Bettendorf, and to find that other 21st game. And this, two good programs, and they're local, and you get more fans, and that's what you want.
Prairie and Marion getting set to go at it. The front half of this doubleheader, the girls' game. We'll be having the boys' game coming up afterwards between Marion and Cedar Rapids. Jefferson, a pair of unbeaten teams early in the season as the crowd continues to file in here at the Marion Gymnasium. It's always like playing here, the four sides. You got the stands behind the baskets here, which is a little bit unusual, but it's a great venue.
It is a great venue. My last year as the coach here was the first year the gym was built, and one thing I said is I love the end line bleachers. That gives it more fan base, and the crowd is on top of you. So this is a great gym, and they added new lights this year. So it's if you haven't been to the Marion Gym, it's one of the best gyms to play a game in.
The leading scorers for Marion and Prairie, for Marion, Cable Albee at just around 20 points per game. Here's the crazy stat of the day. Coming into last night's game against Anamosa, Kaba was 10 of 12 from beyond the three-point arc, shooting 83%. She's shooting in the high 80s going into last night from the field. Not going to keep that up. We know that. But that's a heck of a start to your career.
Scott, there is no way you see that very often, especially when you say it's, you know, she's a freshman. You know, and the other thing, Kaba, too, she has six assists and six steals. So she's doing a lot of different things and cracked the starting lineup, and deservedly so. So, yeah, she's a fun one to watch. And, you know, they all shoot it outside. And right now, Scott, think of this stat. They are on pace to make 200 three-pointers for the season, the way they're shooting right now from the three. So that is unheard of as well.
It's a Marion team that will shoot a lot of three-pointers, and a Prairie team is going to shoot a lot of three-pointers as well. And that's going to be one of the keys to this game, whichever team has a little bit more emphasis from the outside and can drain those triples. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups here for this afternoon. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie. They come in with a record of 1-3 coming off the win last night over the Golden Eagles of Dubuque Wallard. For Prairie, they will go with a three-guard lineup. The three guards are Sarah Schmidt, 5'7", sophomore. Second on the team in scoring at just over 10 points per ball game. Also to guard, it'll be the freshman, one of the two starting freshmen, Sid McCray, 5'10", and a freshman leading scorer for Prairie at 10.7 points per ball game, a 33% three-point shooter as well. And the third guard will be number 10, Mallory McDermott, 5'6", also a freshman. McDermott averaging 9 points per ball game. Up front for Prairie, at the forward spots, it'll be Jenna Wagamaster, the 6'1 junior. Wagamaster, it's 6 points a game, the leading rebounder for Prairie at about 6 a game. And also up front, it'll be number 34, Hallie Person, the 5'11 junior, averaging just under 5 points per game. She is second on the team in rebounding at about 4 per contest. The head coach for Cedar Rapids Prairie is Josh Bentley, assisted by Steve Stump. Now the starting lineup for the Marion Indians. 3-0 in the year, number 2 in the state in Class 4A basketball. For Marion, they will go with this lineup. One guard, it'll be Mia Lobby, 5'9", and a junior. 3-year starter, averaging just under 4 points per ball game. Also at a guard, number 4, Chloe Rice, the 5'10 junior, 3-year starter as well, averaging 16 points per game, shooting just about 50% from the field. Also to guard, Kaba Lauby, 5'9 and a freshman. We mentioned her terrific start to her varsity career. Lauby at just under 20 points per ball game. Also for Marion at one of the forward spots, it'll be number 5, Caitlin Smith, the 5'9 junior. Terrific volleyball player for Roxanne Paulson, averaging about 4.5 points per game. And also at a 4, number 10, Randy Wright, 6-foot sophomore, Wright at 7 points per game. And number 2 in Marion as far as rebounding is concerned. Head coach for the Marion Indians is Corby Lobby, assisted by Pete Messerly, Josh Claypool, and Dave Messerly. It'll be Prairie in their brand new road gray uniforms.
Love them.
The dark gray with the light gray numbers trimmed in orange and the orange and black stripes, and Marion in their home white with the red numbers and red letters trimmed in gold and the red striping down the side. Right now, let's go ahead and honor America with the playing of our national anthem here from Marion. Here from the Marion Gymnasium. Good crowd on hand here on a Saturday afternoon. And what are you looking for today, Steve?
Well, I'm going to be
looking. Your two old teams going at it.
Yes, two old teams going at it. But you know what I'm looking for is a fun game, because you're going to see a lot of up and down. You're going to see some really good guard play on both ends. And you're going to see young talent, Scott. You got a lot of young talent on this floor right now. And that's going to be exciting to watch, too.
As I mentioned, Marion coming out in their home whites, Prairie in the road grays. Sam Burt, the lead official, he will throw the ball up between Randy Wright and Wagamaster, and Prairie will control the tap, and we're underway. As the Hawks will go to the bucket to our right, and looks like Marion's going to come out in 1-3-1 zone with Chloe Rice at the top. Pass to the corner. Schmidt lines up a three and buries it. It's 3-0 Prairie.
That was the same start last year, Scott, right in the corner, three-pointer to start that game.
Absolutely right. Marion going to the bucket to our left. Prairie in the man-to-man off the clear out. Mia Lauby on the drive. Left-hand layup no good. Rebounded by Hallie Person. Schmidt on the outlet. Long up court pass in the right baseline. Runner up no good. And going the other way with it is Marion as McDermott comes up short on the little runner. Mia Lauby in the corner. Picked up by Schmidt. Now a bumping foul out front. They're going to get McDermott trying to cut her off from circling right.
Marion out to a good half-court pressure man right now. Prairie.
It's going to be Wagamaster on Rice. Off the inbound, Rice fakes, goes up with a 15-footer, can't get the roll, and the rebound to Hallie Person, who gets her second already. Schmidt into the front court. Long cross-court pass, Sid McCray. Going to be guarded over on the far side by Caitlin Smith, and McCray's pass goes out of bounds. Turnover number one against Prairie.
Yeah, Coach Lobby's not real happy with the defensive effort right now, wants to see a lot more pressure.
3-0, they clear it out up top. Rice goes crossing with the dribble, gets doubled, pass to the inside, tip stolen away by Wagamaster. Some good athletes out here in the court, like you mentioned. Here's McDermott, wide open three, a high archer, no good. Person had the offensive rebound, tipped out of bounds, and it's going to go to Marion. Prairie crowd, as most crowds thought it was going the other way.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Rice over to Mia Lauby. She's going to be picked up there by Sarah Schmidt. Right of the circle, right, works it over to Rice. Off the clear out, starts to drive right of the lane. Push past over to Randy Wright. Circles, tries to go back door. The bounce pass stolen away.
But Prairie's doing a nice job defensively, getting their hands on the ball, getting in the lane, cutting off passes.
McCray up front. McDermott on the penetration, goes up with a one-hand floater, can't get the roll. Rebound goes out to Marion. Mia Lauby gets it. Brings it up the right-hand board. Stop, pull up for three. Short, offensive rebound. Caitlin Smith, her putback no good. Loose on the baseline, diving for it. Randy Wright to keep it alive, and now we've got a foul. Going to be called, I think, on Prairie Sid McCray. And that'll be the first on McCray, team foul number two against the Prairie Hawks. 3-0 Prairie. Off the inbound, Marion with a basketball. We've played 2 minutes here, and the Indians scoreless. Lauby working the perimeter. Right of the key, they get it to Smith. Starts to drive, and this spread offense here right now.
Yeah, they got five out right now, and a little cutters offense.
Right, nice spin move right of the lane, but the layup won't go. Rebounded by Sarah Schmidt. Good angle pass up to McDermott. Goes crossover, drives in, left it short, got her own rebound. Back to McCray. Her three is up and good, left of the key.
Good start for Prairie right now, up 6-0, and a very good defensive start and offensive start for them.
Did that last year in this game, if you recall.
They jumped on them early.
Lauby between the legs with the dribble. Comes out top, gets it over to Rice. Trying to use a high ball screen instead, over to Smith, fakes, takes the free throw line and traveled with it. And we're gonna get a Marion timeout. Gonna be called here by head coach Corby Lauby. He's gonna take a 30 and talk things over. And a lot like what happened last year in this game, Steve, that Prairie came out. It's a different type of game that you're used to if you're marrying and a Prairie. And that's not a good thing or a bad thing. That's just the way it is.
That is what's happening right now. And you know, what Prairie's doing well is defensively, they're not letting them get to the basket on cutting and driving, attacking the basket, and then kicking it out. They're not even letting them get in the lane to kick it out. So kudos to Prairie's defense right now. And that's keeping Marion, they're getting in a flow, because once they get a couple easy buckets, Scott, a lot of time they're off to the races.
Both teams will stick with their starting lineups. And off the turnover, Prairie will bring it up with Sarah Schmidt. Marion, see if they stay in that 1-3-1 or if they're going to go man. On the drive, Schmidt, and a push going to be called on Marion. First foul of the ball game on the Indians. They're going to get it on Mia Lauby. And it'll be Hallie Person inbound over on the far sideline at the hash mark. Schmidt takes a look at the bench, gets the play from head coach Josh Bentley, goes one-on-one, a drive and a kick out to McDermott. Circles right free throw line and a bounce up top to Person. Puts it on the floor, starts a drive, doubled and had it taken away. Good steal by Smith, one-on-one all the way down, and a blocking foul is going to be called That's going to be two on McCray.
Yeah, and that's right now Sydney is one you cannot get in foul trouble because she's been carrying them a little bit offensively here. But Kaitlyn Smith did a nice job, anticipation, and drew the foul.
It'll be a two-shot situation here. Free throw number one is up and no good. And Marion, a rare miss, are an 81% foul shooting team. As Lauren Cook will come into the Prairie lineup. 5'8 senior replacing Sid McCray. One more for Smith, up and good, and Marion's on the board, and I expect we'll see Marion pressure.
Yeah.
Full court man pressure. Schmidt, long up court pass. Nice catch along the far sideline by Cook, corrals it. Now Prairie into the offense. On the drive, all the way in, and a foul called as Rice fouled Schmidt.
Yeah, Sarah Schmidt did a nice job taking it at her and drew the foul, which she needed to do, and did a good job at that.
Schmidt, an 85% foul shooter. And got Prairie off to a good lead with that first three-pointer. Free throw number one up and right through.
Yeah, and you talk about another good guard on the floor is Sarah Schmidt. She is a phenomenal basketball player and only a sophomore.
Two young teams, basically, still.
A lot of freshmen and sophomores out there.
Not a lot of seniors. Free throw in and out, no good. And a rebound to Randy Wright. They work it up the near sideline. Kayba Lauby, her first touch. Drives left baseline all the way in, and the layup good.
Boy, that was a nice first move and off McDermott. Got around McDermott on a very first quick step by her.
7-3. Inside pass tipped out of bounds by Wright. Going to stay with Prairie. They tried to feed the post to Wagamaster. It'll be Cook to inbound for the Hawks. Looking and throws it out deep to Schmidt, and she'll set it up. Coming up in the halfway mark, first quarter. Schmidt, right wing, outside the arc. Here's McDermott, looking inside, goes back door, and the pass tipped away by Kayba Lauby.
Boy, great anticipation by that freshman Kayba Lauby on that cut.
Holds it outside the arc, works it up top. Lauby on the drive. That's Mia all the way in. Scoop layup good with the left hand.
Boy, good strong move by Mia Lauby too. Left-handed as well and got very strong penetration.
7-5 and a little 5-2 run. Kick to the corner. McDermott on the drive all the way in. Right hand floater, no. Rebound, Wagamaster had it. Loose picked up by Rice. And Marion can tie or take the lead. Here comes Kayba Lauby bringing it up. Angling left with it, leaves it for right. Drives into the lane, splits a double team, and was fouled.
Boy, right now, Marion's doing a good job of getting to the basket. That was something that wasn't happening in the first half of this quarter, Scott. They weren't able to get to the basket, and this is their game, is attacking the hoop and drawing some fouls.
Randy Wright, sophomore to the free throw line, can't get the first one to go. McKenna Monk will come in for Prairie, and Quinn Deal also in for the Hawks. Sophie Willette will come in for Marion. As it'll be Kaitlyn Smith coming out for a breather. Sophie Willette, a 5'11 sophomore, second free throw good. And Wright will come out, and Isabella Sade will come in. 6'2 senior, headed to Nebraska Omaha to play volleyball. Who, by the way, is leading Iowa in the second half.
That's not good.
Not the volleyball team. Basketball team. Schmidt, left free throw line. Out to Monk. Monk uses the high ball screen. Try to get it inside to Deal. Instead, comes up to Cook. Inside, Deal posting up. She gets doubled. Gets it out of there. Monk on the drive. All the way in. Leaner, no, but a foul call.
I think it's going to be on Mia, but it might be on Isabel.
No, it is going to be Mia Lauby. Okay. That'll be her second. And McKenna Monk to the free throw line for Prairie, 5'6 sophomore. Number one is good. And now Mia Lauby is going to have to check out. Maddie Knapp will come in for Marion, the 5'4 sophomore. Free throw number two going to be short by Monk and chased down by Wagamaster. Good offensive board. Back to Schmidt. Wide open three. No, but she got fouled by Willette trying to block out.
Yeah, that was kind of a mental lapse there.
And that's going to be three free throws, I believe.
That is. And what she did, you know, she went after the shot and got it right after the three, and she's going to shoot three of them.
And free throw number one curls out, no good. 8-6 Prairie, 2:54 to play here in the opening quarter.
Yeah, Coach Lobby not too happy with that play by her sophomore.
Schmidt gets the second one. Five early. And one more coming up for the sophomore. Started as a freshman a year ago, puts it up, no, and the deep kicker comes out to Chloe Rice. 9-6, Marion down by three with a basketball. Rice standing left-hand dribble, Wagamaster playing off of her. Has the left of the circle. Stutter dribble, starts a drive, kick to the corner to Ouellette, back to Cable Albee, wide open three, up good. What's new?
Yeah, there we go, and continuing that success she's had from range, and she knew it too, right when it released her hand.
9-9, 2:25 to play. Monk going right baseline, and they're gonna get a block on Cable Albee. Marion already with five fouls here. Prairie taking them aggressively off the dribble at this point.
Yeah, you're seeing that now from both teams kind of getting a feel for each other, and you're seeing a lot more aggressive attack in the basket on both ends.
Inbound, Cook finally gets it into Schmidt. Muffed it for a moment, now picks it up. Now with the running one-hand teardrop, no, and the rebound underneath the Belisade. Outlet, Cable Lauby in there along with Rice, Knapp, and Ouellette. 2:10 to play here in the game's first quarter. Monk comes out, picks up Cable Lauby. Angle pass right side, outside the arc, Rice uses the screen. High arching jumper, short, no good. Rebound underneath the Prairie. Lauren Cook gets it. Outlet to Schmidt, in transition. Shovels it right side, into the corner, now to Monk. Back up top to Cook. In this 9-9 game, into the lane, and a foul call to Sade, fouled Schmidt. They had a mismatch there, Prairie did.
Yeah, they did, and they took advantage of it too.
Isabella Sade's first, team's sixth.
You know, right now, the advantage with Coach Lauby is he's got a little depth, but you sure don't want your top players in foul trouble in the second, you know, early into the game either.
Rice will come out. Monk coming out for Prairie. Ellie Harold will come in. Free throw number two, in and out, no good. We'll let the rebound. Ellie Harold into the game, 5'5 junior. He started her career at Prairie. Knapp with 90 seconds to play. Circles right with it, doubled, gets over to Ouellette. Spins in the left side corner. Prairie up by one. Cable Albee deep three, and she buried
wow.
it.
Yeah, that was a 22, 23 feet out, 2-0 but net.
That's, eight for yeah, Cable.
You bet, and that's what they can do, Scott. And down six doesn't mean much with Marion. They can come back on a couple strikes.
12-10, Schmidt, nice crossover. It goes one-on-one. Floater short. Rebound Quinn Deal, though. Gets it back out of there to Schmidt. She goes up with another floater. This one no good. Deal had it, lost it. And here comes Maddie Knapp the other way. For Marion, under a minute to play here in quarter number one. Been a good one so far. Knapp holds it, top of the key. Ouellette off the clear out, drives, cut off by the double team. Gets it back to Cable Lauby.
Nice
crossover.
Crossover.
Missed the shot though, and the rebound to Cook. And then we've got a foul on Cable Lauby trying to get it back.
Yeah, and you don't want to foul 90 feet away from the floor, and that's exactly what happened.
So Mia and Cable both with two. And coming back in is Caitlin Smith. And 1-1 now the rest of the first half here for Prairie. As Lauren Cook, senior, will go to the line for the Hawks. 1-1, up short, no good, and the rebound to Ouellette. So a missed opportunity there for Prairie. 12-10 lead in favor of number 2 and 4A Marion. Directing traffic, Caitlin Smith. Bounce to Harold. Has it outside the arc, pick and roll. Tried to get it inside to Sade, and just a little bit of ahead of her and out of bounds.
Yeah, that Ellie Harold tried to make something happen before Bella got in position to get a return pass on that screen and roll.
Man, full court pressure applied by Marion. Inbound, Schmidt. Nice behind the back dribble. Clears herself, goes behind the back again. One-on-one, drives, 15 seconds, picks it up, looking for some help. Kicks it out to Cook. Ellie Harold all over her. 7 seconds to play. McDermott has it. Starts to go baseline right, all the way in. Leaner up, rimming good. It'll count the foul.
All right, nice job by Mallory. Took her baseline and got fouled and was able to keep control and score the bucket.
Willett gets her second. And chances a three-point play. Coming up here for McDermott, the freshman, and she gets it to go. McDermott with her first three, 1 second to play, three-quarter court shot short, and that's it for the first quarter. A high energy, very good at first quarter. Cedar Rapids Prairie on top of the Marion Indians, 13-12, and we'll take a one-minute timeout. Come back to Marion with second quarter action after this as you're listening to high school basketball here on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you here from the Marion Gym as we get ready for quarter number two. A 13-12 Prairie lead after one. Marion with the basketball. Chloe Rice back into the ball game as we'll set the lineups for you coming up here in a moment. For the Indians, Randy Wright. Nice spin move right in the lane. Goes up with a runner, no good. Tried to get her own rebound and a good clear out there by Hallie Person for Prairie. Person in there along with Schmidt. Schmidt on the drive. Teardrop good from the heart of the lane. Sarah Schmidt is on today.
Yeah, she is on. She's kind of controlled this tempo right now for Prairie.
That is eight now for Schmidt. 15-12 inside, and Knapp goes to the line as she was fouled.
Yeah, Knapp did a nice job taking the ball aggressively to the basket and got blocked but stayed with it.
Foul's going to be the first on Hallie Person. And the fifth team foul. Free throws coming up, in and out, and the first one no good. 1 more coming up. Second one, short, no good. And Marion, the offensive board, Wright goes up with a putback and scores off a nice head and shoulder fade.
Yeah, very nice offensive board by Wright and powered it in. That was a good move.
15-14, the Prairie lead to one. And Marion back to, kind of that 1-3-1 chase to the corner. McDermott high arching three and ring it up.
Well, every time they kind of go zone a little bit, Prairie's able to capitalize on an open three.
McDermott now with their second three-pointer. One of the old-fashioned variety. Wright fakes the three, drives right free throw line. Cross court to Willett. She'll go left baseline, cut off by McCray, who's back in there. Wright. In there, Smith, Rice, Willett, and Knapp for Marion. Minute and a half into the second quarter. Willett working the weave up top, gets it to Knapp, doubled, looking for some help. Finally bounces out of there to Willett. High lob inside, and we've got a foul called on Prairie.
I think they're going to call it on Hallie Person over the back a little bit.
Yep. Person's second. She's got two, McCray's got two. They're both on the court for Prairie. And Rachel Kilpatrick will get set to come in for the Hawks at the next dead ball. 18-14 Prairie, they've led most of the way. Rice, spin
nice
move at the free throw line. Shot short though, and the rebound to Wagamaster. Was a nice move though.
That was a great move. That was a college move there.
Driving left of the lane, left hand running layup, no good by Person. Rebound fought for, picked up by McCray. Steps back for three, too strong. Rebound the weak side, Wagamaster, shot good.
Boy, two offensive rebounds by Prairie and able to capitalize on the second offensive rebound. Coach Lobby not real happy right now with their rebounding.
20-14, 6-point Prairie lead. That's been their biggest of the ball game. Ouellette circles into the lane, left-hand runner good for Sophie Ouellette. Answers on the other end for Marion. Cuts it to four with 5:33 to play first half, and a kick ball as the Lauby sisters will come in for Marion. Kilpatrick in, McCray, Weigemaster, Schmidt, and McDermott for Prairie against the Marion 1-3-1. Schmidt drives, leaves it for Weigemaster, open jumper, in and out from 10. Had a good look from the heart of the paint, the rebound to Marion. Chloe Rice, scoreless so far in the game. Smith on the drive and a kick out. Here is Mia Lauby for three, and she hits from the left wing.
That was a good offensive series right there. Worked the ball around the perimeter and able to little dribble entry and kick out for an open three for Mia.
20-19. Trap in the corner. Hawks get it to Kilpatrick as they work the triangle left. Back up top to Schmidt. One hand push pass to McDermott. Takes a free throw line right. Back to Weigemaster. To McDermott, another high archer for three, no. A rebound tipped around, out of bounds, gonna stay with Prairie. As Cable Albee tried for the save and couldn't get it.
Boy, I tell you right now, this little zone is, Barry's gotta do a better job of getting out covering the perimeter, because Prairie's got some shooters out there that can capitalize on this zone.
The corners are where Prairie's getting open.
They are, and they're moving the ball to find them as well.
Nicole Sullivan into the game for the Hawks for the first time. Sullivan, a 5'5 freshman. Cross-court pass, Sullivan gets it back right of the circle to McCray. Double, long bounce pass to McDermott. Is Prairie gonna go with another guard here? Ball tipped away from behind. Rice got it, loose and picked up by Wright. Two on two break, here comes Cable Albee. All the way in, drop off pass to Rice for the easy two.
That was a good job, and McCray had to be careful on that too when they're coming down attacking or two on one. You don't wanna pick up your third.
Marion with the last seven, and it's 21-20. Sullivan out front at the left point. Picks up the dribble, looking for some help. Gets it out of there to McDermott as we're halfway done with the game's second quarter. Sullivan, skip pass, McDermott on the ball fake, drives in, and before the shot, we're gonna get a Prairie timeout.
Full timeout.
Full timeout for the Hawks, so we'll take one as well. 3:54 to play here in the first half. And our score, Marion 21, Prairie 20, back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Welcome back to Marion. Scott Unash along with Steve Dozier with you as an entertaining game here in the Saturday afternoon. Prairie with a 20-14 lead. Marion has come back with seven straight here. And the Indians now lead by one.
Well, I'll tell you, both teams can shoot the three, Scott. And so, you know, having a six-point lead is not safe with either of these teams just because how much they can light it up from the outside.
Both teams in a little bit of foul difficulty. Not trouble, but difficulty right now.
Yep, they got to manage that a little bit, especially with 3 minutes left. You don't want to pick up a cheap third one.
Several players with two. Inbound to Kilpatrick. Give and go. Right back it comes to McCray. Fakes, goes up with a runner, left-handed short. Rebound Prairie. Kilpatrick shot blocked out of there by Randy Wright. He got a piece of it. And Marion the other way. Cable Lauby, Mia Lauby in there. Caitlin Smith, Randy Wright, and Chloe Rice starting five for Corby Lauby. As Marion working that perimeter. Mia top of the circle, off the clear out, a drive and a kick out. Cable Lauby three, missed that one, and the rebound to Weigemaster. Prairie's done a good job on the boards.
They have, and rare miss right there by Cable.
Schmidt's played a good game for Prairie. Sets up McCray, circles right with it. Cut off there by Randy Wright. Sets it up for McDermott, the freshman ball handling out front. Hawks down by one. Good defense by Cable Lauby on McCray. Probably not the first time they've gone one-on-one with each other.
No, they know each other for sure.
Schmidt behind the back with it. Kicks it out to Wagamaster. Circles in the lane. Turnaround shot right through.
And that's what Jenna can do. She can find a seam in a lane, and she's so athletic, Scott. She gets up high in the air and can usually shoot over most people.
22-21, and a blocking foul on Kilpatrick on the other end for Prairie. Her first team foul, number 7, and 1-1 coming up for Marion. And it'll be Caitlin Smith to the line for the Indians. Isabella Sade back in for the Indians, replacing Randy Wright. 22-21, Prairie on top. Smith with the 1-1 bonus. Free throw up and good. Rattled it in. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union this afternoon. As we're tied at 22. Terrific non-conference game here so far. For the lead, up and good. Smith now with 3 off in the free throw line.
Boy, something different here. You know, on a make, he's been pressing full court. He's going to back it up a little bit and fall back and play a little 1-3-1.
And Rice up there in the backcourt, extending it a little bit. Nice bounce pass, Kilpatrick. Fakes a drive, kick out McDermott. High arching 3, ring it up from that right near side corner.
Well, we've said that before tonight, that same corner, Scott, either corner, and Prairie's done a great job finding that open spot on that zone.
Gable Albee, crossover dribble, drives in, layup good. She loves that baseline drive.
Boy, she sure does, and she's got a quick first step and a great crossover.
10 for Gable Albee, 25-25. McDermott had been struggling a little bit from three-point land early in the season, but do you expect that little nerves from a freshman starting off?
Thing about her, she's not scared to take it again.
Schmidt's runner good.
Yeah, and they're giving her the runner. She's done a good job getting in the lane, and the runner for her, that is in her arsenal.
10 by Schmidt. Rice going one-on-one. Shot short. Might have got a little contact play on. Prairie with the rebound, and then Rice with a foul at the center line. Little frustration, and that's going to be the second on Rice.
Yeah, the coaches weren't real happy. Chloe took a nice hard at the basket, and no foul is what they called, and I don't think they agreed with that.
It'll be Sid McCray to the line for the 1-1. Final 1-1, that's team foul number 9 on Marion. Left-handers free throw up and good. McCray with 4. 28-25, Hawks by 3. Trying to stay in this one and pull off the mild upset, I'd say. Second one, in and out. And the rebound out of there to Bellisade. Outlet pass almost thrown away, but corralled by Mia Lauby. Lauby top of the circle. Minute 22 to play. As Knapp's going to get ready to come in for Marion. Out top, Smith. Leaves it for Mia Lauby. Uses the ball screen. Now she'll set it back up. Center circle off the clear out. Going one-on-one with Sarah Schmidt. Driving a kick to Kaba. Kaba circles in the lane, splits a double team shot. Good. It'll count a foul.
Boy, nice strong move. Left hand and got fouled and able to finish it.
McDermott's second foul. She joins the two-foul club. Nicole Sullivan back in. McCray will come out. And Kaba Lauby with an even dozen here in the first half. 28-27.
Yeah, it took Mia out, which is probably a good move. Keep her out of foul trouble with a minute and a half, or minute 5 left.
And Kaba will come out. 28-28, been a good one here for Marion. 1 minute to play here in the first half. We'll have some scores coming up at halftime for you. Take a look at all the stats as well. McDermott, nice spin move, right baseline, all the way in, it scores high off the glass.
Boy, it's one of those, you can do it, I can do it too, with Lauby and McDermott. And I tell you, they both have had impressive starts to this game.
And again, not first time they've played against one another in the summers and what have you. Ball fake by Smith, drives left of the lane, up top to Rice. Couple jab steps, working on Wagamaster with 30 seconds, and now she'll bring it back out and set it up. Using a high ball screen. Stutter dribble, coming left. Good defense there by Kilpatrick. Right baseline drive, Knapp, and they're going to get a foul either on, I think it's going to be Sullivan. No, it's going to be McDermott. That's her third.
Yeah, he's going to want to get her out with 19. Yep, here we go. Sub here.
McKenna Monk comes in.
I tell you what, if you're Prairie right now and you say Chloe Rice only has 4 points with 19 seconds in the first half, you will take that every time.
Free throw, Knapp, 1-1. No. And Wagamaster the rebound. Marion has missed free throws here in this first half.
And that's not characteristic of who they are.
10 seconds to play. Prairie will go for the last shot. Schmidt, stutter dribble, coming right of the lane. Floater blocked out of there, out of bounds. 3.6 to go, and it will stay with the Prairie Hawks. Nicole Sullivan to inbound. Left of the glass. Maybe a lob, we'll see. Looking. Still looking, finally gets it in. McMonk goes up with a runner, forced it up, no good, and that's it for the first half. Very entertaining first half here from the Marion Gym. First of two here this afternoon, and our girls game, it is Cedar Rapids Prairie on top of number 2 and 4A Marion. Hawks 30, Marion 28. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back, talk halftime with you after this. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union on 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, KGYM Cedar Rapids.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Guys, the customer appreciation sale is here at JCPenney, with great deals on fine jewelry to show how much you appreciate her. We have extended store hours this Saturday, giving you extra time to pick out the perfect gift. Show her how special she is and get 25% off fine jewelry, like select diamond, gold, and silver pieces already 40 to 60% off. Need an idea? Diamond studs are all up to 50% off. The customer appreciation sale at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth.
Valid 12-1 to 12-6. Some exclusions apply. Check newspaper at jcp.com for coupon and details.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
As a pro, every job matters. And I know that I could always trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. And with the largest selection of in-stock DeWalt power tools, I know I'll find exactly what I need to complete a project.
Right now at Lowe's, pro customers can get 25% off select DeWalt cordless combo kits. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or lowesforpros.com for details. Valid November 23rd through December 27th, U.S. only.
Back with you here at the Marion Gym. Halftime of the girls' game here this afternoon in Cedar Rapids Prairie, leading number 2 and 4A Marion 30-28. Scott Udash, Steve Dozier back with you. And what a fun first half. Up and down like we thought it would be. And aside from some missed free throws and a few fouls, both teams playing pretty well.
Yeah, and I tell you, it's intense. I mean, you get the feeling just, down here on the floor how intense both teams are playing, and aggressiveness and the man-to-man, the pressure defense. So, yeah, very entertaining game, and it's not even a game of runs. Somebody might get a two, and then the other one's going to shoot a three, and then the other one comes back and gets a couple more. So it's no one's really had a big run. I think 7-0 maybe might have been the biggest one today for Marion.
Neither team shooting it particularly well from the free throw line, which is uncharacteristic, especially of this Marion group here early in the season. And Prairie came in shooting 73% from the free throw line. So that's going to play a factor. The other thing is foul trouble. You've got Prairie with McDermott with three, and she had a terrific first half. And then McCray and Person with two. And then for Marion, you've got Chloe Rice, Kay Balaubi, Mia Laube, and Sophie Willette all with two fouls. So This could come down to a game of attrition before it's over.
Yeah, it might be. You know, it'll be interesting how they call the first 4 or 5 minutes, because that's going to determine if you are able to get in the swing of things without getting more foul trouble right now. And they have to be careful. Both teams have to be careful, because right now you can't afford to have Sidney McRae or Mallory in foul trouble, and you can't afford to have Mia Lauby or Chloe Rice in foul trouble. So, yeah, that'll be interesting how that first 5 minutes goes.
Let's take a look at the halftime scoring in this one. For the Prairie Hawks, being led by Mallory McDermott with 11 points, including two three-pointers. Boy, she gets that high-arching three from the corner. That thing is a thing of beauty. Has 11 so far. Sarah Schmidt, a very fine first half with 10 points. 4 points apiece for Sid McRae and Jenna Wagamaster. And McKenna Monk with a free throw for one. For the Marion Indians, being led at halftime by Kayba Lauby with 13, including a pair of three-point goals for the freshman. Mia Lauby with 5. Randy Wright with 3. Caitlin Smith with 3 free throws and 3. Chloe Rice only 2 points, coming in averaging almost 20, has only 2 in the first half. And Sophie Ouellette with 2 as well. Three-pointers, Prairie with 4 in the first half to 3 for the Indians. Neither team shot real well from the free throw line at all. As for Prairie, 6 out of 13 in the first half of play. As Doug Wagamaster trying to check in here.
They could use some rebounding.
He's got some eligibility left.
He probably does, and that's probably in middle school.
Prairie 6 of 13, so they're under 50%, and Marion is right at 50% at 4 out of 8. Bench scoring right now is 2-1 in favor of the Indians. Not many turnovers, 4 for Prairie and 3 for Marion. Despite an up-and-down first half. And how about rebounding?
Well, right now, even, Scott. We got 13 defensive rebounds for Marion and 3 offensive for a total of 16. And for Prairie, 10 defensive rebounds, but 6 big offensive rebounds. And they've done a really good job attacking the boards, and especially you know, from the offensive end, which is they capitalized on at least 3 of those 6. So Prairie's done a really good job on the offensive boards right now.
Hawks leading at 30 to 28 with the halftime clock continuing to run. Don't forget, after this, we've got boys basketball. Marion will host Jefferson. We'll trade the black and orange for a little Columbia blue and dark blue coming up here between games, as their sophomore game is going on right now over in the old gym here. It's going to be some scores here at halftime. First of all, let's check out the world of college basketball, and my goodness, what's happening in Iowa City right now? Nebraska-Omaha is about to beat the Iowa Hawkeyes. UNO leads Iowa 94-84 with 46 seconds to play in the game. UNO, wow, shooting 48%. Not a bad team. Good day for the big three right now for Iowa. Jock, Bohannon, and Pemsel. Jock with 30, Bohannon and Pemsel both with 18. But not a lot after that for the Hawkeyes, and certainly the defense is coming into question again. Other Big Ten scores, Illinois leading Virginia Commonwealth 31-21 at halftime. Wisconsin beat Oklahoma by 20 earlier today, 90-70. Purdue all over Morehead State, 90-56. Nebraska beat South Dakota, 73-61. And Michigan over Kennesaw State, 82-55. The big final from earlier on today, UCLA at Rupp Arena beat Kentucky 97-92.
Well, that saved Alford for another a week.
West Virginia upset Virginia today 66-57, and Villanova over St. Joe's 88-57. So those are college basketball scores. College football scores we can give you right now. Temple beat Navy 34-10. Western Michigan will go to the Cotton Bowl, it looks like. Hashtag row the boat.
Yeah, PJ exactly. Black. Keep the oar in the water.
Alabama just getting underway with the Florida Gators in the SEC championship game. Big 12, Baylor and West Virginia just getting underway. Kansas State won over TCU in Fort Worth 30-6. Oklahoma has beaten Oklahoma State 38-20 in the Bedlam series. So Oklahoma wins the Big 12 Conference. Just some of the scores here that we have at the halftime break. Also, can let you know that women's basketball, Cornell beat Ripon this afternoon. by a score of 69-47 in the Midwest Classic Conference.
I tell you what, Cornell, if you haven't followed the college girls basketball locally, you need to with Coe, Mount Mercy, Kirkwood, and Cornell. And Cornell's had a pretty good last 3 or 4 years here. So, Coach Mule had his 800th win.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that?
That's a lot of wins. That's a lot of games in general, let alone wins.
Well, second half about to get underway here from the Marion Gym. I would imagine we're going to see a few adjustments by both teams here, Steve. For Marion, you got to drop the dribble penetration. That's hurting you right now.
It is. It's the little dribble run, you know, when they, especially Sarah Smith, she's been able, and McDermott, they get right in the middle of dribble penetration, and both of them are good at the runner. You didn't see that 5 years ago. You didn't see players doing the running layups, and those two are very skilled at it, and that's really hurt Marion. The foul troubles hurt them, and the dribble penetration. And defensively, you know, I'll be interested to see if he still comes out in that 1-3-1, because right now Prairie's done a good job of finding the corner spots and having also a couple players that can knock those down pretty steadily.
And for the Prairie Hawks, just keep doing what you've been doing. That was a good first half for Cedar Rapids Prairie.
No low turnovers, good shooting, got to the free throw line, and if they can do that again, I'm sure that's what Coach Bentley wants to see, is the same half again. Let's do it twice.
We're underway with half number two. We'll give you the lineups here. Sarah Schmidt with the basketball, as the Hawks will go to the bucket to our left. Sid McCray in there. Starts to go baseline, cut off by Smith. In there along with Person Wagamaster. And Kilpatrick's going to start the second half. McDermott got those three fouls. Up top, McCray. Nice head and shoulder fake. Left-hand runner good from the heart of the lane for the freshman, yeah. Sid McCray.
And she's left-handed, strong left-handed move, and another runner.
32-28.
Both teams playing man, too.
Yep. Randy Wright on the bench to start the second half here for Marion. Bella Sade in the lineup for her. The Lauby sisters, Chloe Rice and Caitlin Smith, off the clear out. Driving in, Mia Lauby off the glass with it, no good. Weak side board, tipped around. Loose, kept alive by Rice, and Marion gets it. Good hustle there by the junior, Chloe Rice. Here's Kayla Lauby, spies the three and got it left of the circle.
Boy, another nice 22-foot bomb.
32-31, the Prairie lead cut to one. Person takes a free throw line, kicked back out on the bounce up top to McCray. Guarded by Smith, puts it on the floor. Goes between the legs with it, a high left-hand dribble. Person works it outside the arc, ball screen for Schmidt. Little crossover dribble, now spins in the right block. Fall away, tough shot, left it short, and a rebound to Mia Lauby.
That was a good defensive stance there by Marion.
Cava left open, pull up three, book it again. Boy. You cannot leave her open.
No, and that's her fourth this game.
Second of the half, timeout Prairie, they'll get a 30 here to talk things over, and Marion on top, 34-32.
Well, I tell you what, that's dangerous of Marion right there, hitting those threes and getting good looks off it. But a good timeout by Coach Bentley. The girls have done a great job. You don't want to sit there and get down six or eight points quick, and that can change your dynamics going into the whole finish in the half here. So good timeout and a good start by Marion.
For Prairie, you got to keep the momentum going. And it's now a final. Nebraska-Omaha beats Iowa 98-89. So a tough loss for the Hawkeyes as they get ready to take on Stetson on Monday. 34-32, Prairie off the timeout. We'll walk it up.
Let's build the screen here.
2-point lead, driving baseline, Person, and she lost it out of bounds.
Yeah, she did a nice job trying to get the basket, just lost control.
Turnover number 5 on the Hawks. Coming in 1-3, but the losses have been all to very quality teams. Marion coming in a perfect 3-0 here on the year in the first week and a half. Double out front, the ball tipped out of bounds right in front of us. Prairie trying to jump out and trap here.
Yeah, they are. They're trying to get on the double team, trying to come out and trap the double team.
Mia Lauby goes back door. Nice catch by Rice in the left block. Spins, cut off by Wagamaster. Decaba Lauby off the drive, all the way in. Floater good with the left hand.
Boy, she is a terrific young player, Scott. And what she can do with both hands and the crossover and the finish, tremendous.
21 for Decaba Lauby. Marion up by 4 at 36-32. Good feed inside Person. Shot no short, though. And we'll have a tied ball and a rebound, and it will go to Marion. Lauren Cook in for Rachel Kilpatrick. Now, how long do you keep McDermott on the bench here if you're Prairie?
Boy, you know, if it's me, you're about the five-minute mark. You want to get a few minutes off, and then hopefully she can ride you out the rest of that quarter and then into the fourth. So you're probably going to see her in the next minute or so making her way in, I would think.
Double and causes a turnover as Marion gives it away for the fourth time in the game. Prairie walking it up down by four, 36-32. 5:15 to play here in the third quarter. Person in the high post. Wagamaster to Schmidt. Ball fake. Drives left of the lane. Stops. Kicks it back out to McCray. Freshman left-hand runner. Good. From about 12 feet out.
How many floaters have we seen today, Scott?
A bunch.
Both teams are very skilled at that.
Off the dribble. Eight for McCray. Came into this one averaging just over 10 a game. Lauby off the clear out. Cable Lauby almost threw it behind Rice, who had to retreat and get it. Over it comes to Kava, picks it up. Cook on her. Comes on left off the high ball screen and bumped and fouled by Person.
Boy, Prairie's done a good job of hedging and coming out on the screens. They're double teaming over the top on each time they set a screen. Way to beat that for Marion is, we call it a slip cut. If they could come up and double team slip cut and try to get a quick open look there.
Now Person will come out with three, and Quinn Deal comes in for the Hawks, 6 foot sophomore. So three Hawks now with three fouls. Marion up by two. Rice behind the ball screen. Gets it to Cable Lauby in the corner. Smith wide open. Three, and she hits.
Boy, and Scott, we haven't talked about Caitlin Smith much either, and she's another one that can roll some threes up on you in a hurry as well.
Biggest Marion lead, 5-39-34. Prairie with Cook driving baseline in all the way. High Archer, no. Rebound, Deal back up and in with the right hand. Kept alive by Wagamaster.
Yeah, that was a nice nice play by Wagamaster and a good finish by Deal.
39-36, lead back to three. Hey, Wagamaster's done a great job on Chloe Rice.
Yeah, she has, two athletic players.
Smith on the drive and before the shot fouled, and that's three on McCray.
I think you let her ride. She's got three, and you let her stay.
Well, here's your answer. Here comes Mallory McDermott with three fouls coming in for Cook. 39-36. Marion with the ball in a three-point lead. Cable Lauby, he reverses it over to the left side. Rice outside the arc, left sideline. One-on-one. Drives on Wagamaster, now spins left of the lane. Kick outside. Mia Lauby, three, short. And Wagamaster with a rebound and a foul on Rice. Kind of got her hand caught in a cookie jar, and that's three on Rice.
Yeah, and those are fouls, you know, again, you're 80, 90 feet away from the basket. They get the rebound, get back, and play defense. You don't want a cheap one.
Prairie can pull within one or tie. Down 39-36. Sarah Schmidt, stutter dribble, driving in all the way, and the runner good off the glass. Another one.
Right, another runner, but and another run. Here comes Prairie back again.
39-38, stutter dribble Rice, down the left side of the lane, scoops it up and good with the left hand. Yeah,
and that's what she wasn't able to do first half, Scott, is get all the way to the rim. This time she got all the way to finish.
41-38. That cuts off the little mini run here. Driving into the lane, McCray off balance, shot no. Rebounding foul on Deal, going over the back of Sade. First on Quinn Deal, team foul number three on the Hawks. Sophie Ouellette into the Marion lineup. And Maddie Knapp also in for Marion. So Knapp and Ouellette, Smith, and the Lauby sisters in there. For the Indians. Smith, top of the circle, leaves it for Mia Lauby. Sarah Schmidt on her. Back it comes to Ouellette with Deal on her. Mia Lauby, stop and go dribble all the way in, and two more. Seven for Mia Lauby.
Yeah, another good dribble penetration by Mia as well. And the Marion's done a great job of finishing at the rim.
43-38, Wagamaster gives it off. Jumper short that time. And the rebound to Marion. And that time, I think it was Prairie that may have been asking for a foul. There was a little contact there.
Yeah,
let it play.
Yep, a little bit.
Allie Person will come in and Wagamaster will come out. 2:22 to play, third quarter. Marion by five. And a bad inbounds pass stolen away by Person. She'll bring it in all the way with the left hand, cut off, picks it up, and they're going to get a double dribble on Person.
Yeah, that was good anticipation by Hallie Person, but Marion did a good job getting back in defense, kind of crossed her over there for turnover.
Hard for one of the bigs to bring it up, too.
It is. You usually give them about a three dribble limit.
Coming up on 2 minutes of play, Willett in the high post. Drives on Deal, driving a kick out to Knapp. She'll take it in the lane. Shot rejected by Person out of bounds.
Boy, I like Knapp's tenacity, too. She's not scared being somebody who's around 5'1", 5'2", to take it right at him.
I do, 5'4". Are you saying they're being generous?
Maybe. But she's playing 5'11", for
crossover,
sure.
Crossover, Cable Alvey drives in, left-hander left it short, and a rebound to Deal. Had good position down low. Schmidt up the right side. McDermott pull up three, strong with it, no good. Deal, a one-hand rebound. Back to McDermott. She'll drive in, puts it up short, no good. And a rebound to Marion. Comes out deep to Maddie Knapp. 43-38, Marion. And this girls' game been a good one here. Mia Lauby in the drive, cut off by the double team. Offensive foul on Mia Lauby. That was good help by McCray.
Well, that was good help by McCray, and also good help by Deal. She went into the three players, beat her girl, but then there's two Prairie parents and players in very good defensive help.
43-38. Mia Lauby picks up her third foul. Schmidt spinning up top, driving a kick out to McDermott. With a minute eight to play here in the third. Schmidt coming off the screen. No look pass inside off the hands of Person. Intercepted. Mia Lauby comes up with it for the Indians. Marion up five with the ball under a minute to play in the third. Willett, crossover dribble, drives, leaves it for Cable Lauby. Don't think Marion will go for one here, but you never know.
No, he wants just to run their offense and get a good look.
Back to Smith for three, in and out, no good. Rebound, and we'll have a jump. And he'll go to Prairie. As the last one went to Marion, I remember that.
You know, right now I'm seeing, you're seeing two teams, Scott, where they just can't get a run on either one of them because, they're both skilled at coming back. You don't see a big run going on right now, and 6 points is not much of a run in this game.
Wagamaster driving left of the lane. Stops, pops, left it short, and the rebound to Willett. 20 seconds to play. Marion will go for the last shot. No, they won't. Knapp will fire the three. Missed it badly, and the rebound to Schmidt.
Yeah, it's not a shot. Coach Lobby wanted to see that take at that time.
10 seconds. Pass inside. Tipped out of bounds. Schmidt almost drug that pivot foot. Bella Sade will come in for the last 7.5 seconds here for Mia Lauby. It'll be McCray to inbound. Looking. No look, wow. Pass underneath the layup, good.
Boy, yeah, that was a mental break there.
Found McDermott, half court shot, off the front of the iron by Kaba at the end of the third quarter. Well, buckle the seatbelts as we head to the fourth. Marion with a 3-point lead. Indians 43, Prairie 40. Back in a minute, you're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM Sports.
Iowa's Bullbound. Go with Destinations Unlimited. Once the official announcement is made, transportation, hotel rooms, and tickets will go fast. Book directly through the website, duagency.com, or call on Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. at 393-1359. Follow the Hawkeyes with Destinations Unlimited, duagency.com.
At First Federal Credit Union, keeping it simple is the key to our no-strings checking account. It's simple because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fee, and you earn 5% on the first $500 in your account. That's right, 5%. We give you free mobile and online tools. And with surcharge-free ATMs in Iowa and across the nation, we make it easy, convenient, and of course, simple for you. No-strings checking is available only at First Federal Credit Union. Check us out at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Back with you here at the Marion Gym, Scott Unash alongside Steve Dozier as we head to the fourth quarter. Been a good one Marion, number two in Class 4A, leading the Prairie Hawks 43-40. Anybody's game as we start the fourth. Rice back into the ball game, playing with three. No one with four, but a lot of folks with three fouls and two fouls. Rice directing traffic over to Ouellette. Behind a screen, three short. Rebound out of bounds, and it will stay with Marion. We'll set the lineups as we start the fourth. Chloe Rice, Sophie Ouellette, Isabella Sade, Kayva Laube, and Ellie Harold in there for Marion. As Rice inbound, Schmidt tips it into the backcourt, chases on, and it's going to go out of bounds to Marion.
Yeah, that was a good hustle play by Sarah Schmidt. About got her hand on the ball, almost had a breakaway.
Kilpatrick comes in for Person. So Kilpatrick, McDermott, McCray, Schmidt, and Wagamaster. 43-40, just started with the fourth quarter. Kayva Laube turns outside the arc. Gonna trap her in the double team as Wagamaster comes out the hedge. Over in the corner, Ouellette drives baseline, inside, shot short, off a nice ball fake, put back good by Ouellette. She almost pulled the trigger in that bounce, but kept it.
She did, that was a good heads up play at the end for her.
45-40. Bounce pass, Kilpatrick, posting up right block. Back it comes McCray, shot short with the left hand. The rebound to Ellie Harold. Maybe a little danger time. Here's Ouellette with a three from the corner. Nope, they're going to say a two. And timeout going to be taken by Prairie.
Well, it's a nice shot by Ouellette, too. There's another one, you know, another three for them. But it's one of those, I don't know if we want to shoot that yet. And boom, nails it.
They're going to say it was a two, and we're going to get, believe, a full timeout taken here by Prairie with 6:50 to play here in the ball game. And the scoreboard says 48-40, but I think, well, let's see here. Should be 47, shouldn't it?
That was a two. I think they just made the correction.
Yes, they did. So 47-40 here. As I mentioned, this is a little danger time now for Prairie. You played so well today. You got to come up with probably one of your best set plays out of this timeout.
You do. This is the time right now, Scott, is where you got to be efficient, because it's going to be the little turnovers and the open shot. Both teams cannot afford to give an open look, because both teams will capitalize and on a three. And so that's something they can't do. But you're going to see Prairie come out with a set play, I would assume, and try to get a nice, quick, easy look here.
Well, that's been the difference the last two trips. Marion's got two open shots. And Sophie Ouellette, to her credit, buried them both. One on a nice head and shoulder fake and a putback. Schmidt off the clear out, drives in, floater up, good! Scoops it up and in, and a foul. That's what Prairie needed.
They did need that. They spread it out, and she didn't have any, Marion didn't have any help side for to stop that either. So that was a good heads up on her and good finish.
Schmidt with 14. Prairie right back within five. After Marion put it up to seven, free throw no good, and Bella Sade with a rebound. Outlet pass, Rice bringing it up the right hand boards. Goes behind the back with it.
Good defense by Jenna Wagamaster.
She has been terrific defensively today on Chloe Rice. Double team, bat pass by Laube, stolen away. Schmidt, two on two. Schmidt all the way up, scoops it in. No, but a foul called on a block on Marion.
Boy, Prairie has done a great job hedging out, Scott. And when they come up to pick and roll Marion, they double team that every time. And they started doing that at the end of the third quarter. And that's really been problematic for Marion to break that double team.
Sarah Schmidt with two free throws. Number one is short, no good. And Prairie has missed 6 of 15 this afternoon from the line.
Boy, that's very uncharacteristic.
And down five. Free throw number two is good. Schmidt with 15, 47-43, a little Prairie mini run. Brings him back within four. Rice in front court for Marion. Mia Laube in the fake. The drive left of the lane and before the shot. Got to get a foul called here on Prairie. Team foul number four. And it's going to be on Rachel Kilpatrick.
Yeah, and that was right before they possibly got a defensive charge. Sydney McCray took three charges against Waterloo West. And You don't see that very often either.
From a freshman, especially.
Exactly.
Lauby trapped into the corner by McDermott. Gets it up top, L.A. Harold. Right of the circle, trying to go crossover, knocked away. Two-on-one break. Schmidt stops, puts it up, and got it to go.
Well, I tell you what, it's been the Sarah Schmidt show here this last minute, Scott. She's really got them back in. Now they're only down two.
47-45. Great timeout by Josh Bentley. Will Ladd outside the arc. Works it between the circles to Mia Lauby. They'll clear it out for her. Driving a kick. Will Ladd three. No good. Rebound Prairie. Comes out to McCray. Three on two. Kick outside. McDermott pull up three. Back iron no. Rebounding foul on Kilpatrick.
Yeah, good box out by Mia Lauby.
Third on Kilpatrick. So Person, McCray, McDermott, and Kilpatrick all with three for Prairie. And Marion with Kaba and Mia Lauby with three. Rice with three. See if the Indians set up something for Rice to go one-on-one. On the drive all the way in and drew the foul on Wagamaster before the shot. That's the clear out for Marion the other way.
Yes, and right now, Scott, you're not seeing Marion setting screens anymore because that's been very problematic on that pick and roll, the way Prairie's done a great job defending that.
Oh, well, they will say two shots. Free throw Rice up and in. Only her fifth point of the afternoon. Jefferson Marion boys coming up after this. Rice second one up and good. Six for the 5'10 junior. Marion 49-45 by four. Schmidt stop and go dribble. Looked for the three, couldn't get it. Leaves it for McDermott. Circles left against Smith, picks it up, looking for some help. Long bounce pass, nearly stolen away by Ouellette. They get tangled up over the far sideline, and Marion comes away with it. Rice one-on-one, drives in, Hanks puts it up, no. Rebound, Ouellette came out of there with it. And Marion will keep possession. Still 4:43 to go. Behind the back, Rice driving in. Left-hand floater, got the roll.
Oh, boy. What a matchup, too, between her and Sydney McCray. And boy, those two were locked down on each other. That was a tough shot and on very good defense.
Yeah, McCray played good defense.
Excellent defense.
Yes, Rice had a little bit too much and got the roll. Here's McDermott, fouled by Mia Lauby up front. As she tried to hedge, and that's four on Mia.
Yeah, they are going to want to take her out because you're going to need her in that final run with 3 minutes left.
Team foul number five. Marion with five, Prairie with six. Person back in for the Hawks. 4:17 to play. Person turns high post. On Rice, bounce up top to Wagamaster. Schmidt off the clear out, drives in, right hand floater, contact no, play on, and the rebound to Marion. 6 point lead for number two Marion. The pass to the sideline, knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, getting a little sloppy right now on passing wise, where you know, Marion's a little tired, but you got to make strong passes coming down the end.
30 second timeout, going to be taken by Prairie. And we'll keep it here for this one with 4:03 to play here in the ball game. 6 point lead for Marion, and the Indians will have the basketball.
Well, you know, Scott, a 6 point lead is not very much when you have two teams that can knock down the three. You know, when you're tired, I always told their kids, when you're tired, you got to get smarter because you got to watch defensive where your hands are. How you're positioning yourself and making and stronger passes, because a lot of times when kids get tired, they don't get smarter. The passes become weaker, and so you're going to have to see some kids lock in mentally here down the stretch.
See what Marion comes out with. Off the timeout. They go back door to Rice. Fake spins, puts it up, and can't get it to go with the right hand.
That was a good play call and couldn't finish.
Wagamaster, Schmidt, McCray, Person, and McDermott. Starting five for Josh Bentley. Schmidt, nice crossover dribble out front. Picked up by Knapp. Long bounce pass to McDermott in the corner. She'll take it right free throw line up top. Hands it off to Schmidt on the weave. Going one-on-one. Drives on Rice. Floats it up, no good. Rebound Wagamaster. Her turnaround, no. Rebounded by Marion. Couple forced shots there.
Yep, couple forced shots by Prairie.
Knapp going baseline and a blocking foul. They're going to get McCray on her fourth. And that's the 1-1 now for Marion.
Yeah, you're going to see Mialau be coming back here, I bet, in about a minute too, Scott. And I think, Sydney, you're going to have to ride this out right now. You need her offensive and defensive, scoring on the basketball and defending, because right now you take her out, she's a heck of a defender.
1-1 coming up for Maddie Knapp. It's on the way, got the roll. Front iron off the backboard and through.
A little body English, put that in at the end.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight. This afternoon, I should say. Second one, Knapp, no good. Deep kicker, Wagamaster chases it down. It's not going to show in the box score, but no. Jenna Wagamaster has been terrific this afternoon.
She has been the glue of this whole game right here defensively on Chloe and just her rebounding.
Person drives all the way down the lane, forced it up short. The rebound to Kaba Lauby. Kaba with 8 in that third quarter, yet to score here in the fourth. Cross-court pass, Maddie Knapp holds it. Schmidt comes out on her. Crossover, picks it up, looking for some help, and now we're going to get a Marion timeout. 30-second timeout going to be taken. As soon as that ball was picked up and a double team came, they got it.
He was on it, and I was questioning whether he got the timeout after she released it. But, you know, this is the hard part right now, Scott. You bring the offense out and, try to run some clock, or does it cause a turnover and everybody's pressuring out right now on the ball? And then that's what you didn't want to happen, is get that ball in the sideline corner. And that was a smell of a turnover. And Coach Lauby did a nice job of calling a quick timeout. He's got 4 left, now 3. And that'll serve him coming down the stretch.
All full timeouts. Between games, we'll send it back to ESPN for a little programming and get you ready for the boys' contest between Marion and Jeff. Our official Sam Burt doing a little bit of house cleaning here. As Marion inbounds, they throw right into a double team. Rice trapped, and they got a foul, a block.
As a coach, you do not want that pass on the side court thrown to the corner, because it just smells of a double team right away.
Wagamaster, second foul, and if you're Prairie, you send Chloe Rice to the line, who's a terrific free throw shooter. At 92%, gets the first one, swished right through. 3 out of 3 this afternoon for Rice.
Tell you what, Scott, a well-played defensive game by both teams. I mean, everybody talks the offense and the threes, and it's easy to do, but a very good defensive game by both teams.
54-45, biggest lead of the contest. Schmidt off the clear out, going one-on-one, and before the shot, foul call. They did not have the continuation. And Kaba picks up her fourth.
Yeah, that was close. It's one of those, could have went either way, I think.
Team foul number 6, so not even free throws. Inbound Prairie, looking, trying to bounce it in. They do to Schmidt, drives right baseline. Leaner, no, partially blocked. And Mia Lauby will come away with it. Now if you're Marion, you can take time.
Yeah, you can take a little time here. 2.5 minutes left, get a little continuity going.
Spread court. Next foul will be the 9th for Prairie. Rice circles into the lane, goes up with a scoop shot, and they're going to call a walk on Rice.
Boy, they called a travel on that. That was the farthest thing from one.
And it'll be Prairie bringing it up. Well, they say sometimes things cancel out, right?
They do, and that's exactly what I was thinking. That we're all even now.
54-45, Person way out top with 2:08 to play. Leaves it for McDermott. Deep NBA three, in and out, no good. Person fighting for the rebound with Rice, and Rice gets it. 54-45, Marion by 9. Rice, spin move down the right side of the lane, puts it up, no, and a foul and a reach on Wagamaster. And that'll be the 3rd on Jenna Wagamaster.
Yeah, you know, right now, Chloe's done a good job of, you know, trying to get it to the basket, but you got a minute at 50 left. You got to look. You're up 9. The last thing you want to do is shoot the ball unless you got a good open look.
Don't need the points at that point.
You don't. You need the time. The clock needs to be on your side right now, and because if you don't get to the free throw line, and then that just gives Prairie another shot at it.
12 for Chloe Rice. Even dozen, 56-45. Schmidt driving a dish. McDermott fakes a three, takes it in lane. Good.
Tough. Especially off her left hand, too, Scott, to do another floater.
15 for McDermott, 56-47. These two teams are going to be pretty good for a while.
And you'll see the same lineup out there again next year, Scott.
You will.
Yeah.
Kayva Lowey gets it over to Chloe Rice, directing traffic, a minute 23 to play. Rice holds it way out top at the left point. Wagamaster playing off her dangerous cross-court pass. Nearly intercepted by McCray.
Yeah, and Purr's going to have to get a foul.
Yep, Person finally comes up with the foul, and that's going to be her fourth.
And right now it's going to come down to, for Prairie, you know, they're going to need to foul, but you're going to have to foul the right person. You obviously don't want to foul Chloe Rice.
Well, that's 5 out of 5 on the year. And Sophie will have 2 on the double bonus. First one up, no good though. Has one more. Trying to give Marion a 10-point lead, a 4-possession lead, more importantly.
Exactly. It, with the threes in there, there's no lead is safe.
Second one, short, rebounded by Person.
She hurried that.
Lead pass ahead to Schmidt. Prairie down 9. Schmidt coming off the ball screen. Lays it for McDermott as they work the wave. McDermott weaving her way into the lane. Now back out front as we're under a minute to play.
Prairie's got to go.
Schmidt drives, splits a double team, and they're going to get a block on Smith. Schmidt and Smith. That's hard. Team foul number 7, first on Caitlin Smith.
Hey, box out, first one.
And to the line, Sarah Schmidt, who's had a 17-point afternoon for Prairie.
Yes, and against good guard play, too. So that's a big credit to Sarah.
Negative 18. First free throw up and good. High school basketball this afternoon presented by First Federal Credit Union. We'll have a quick postgame coming up for you. Free throw number 2 is no good. Comes out to Mia Lauby. 50 seconds to play. Lauby into the front court. And a foul on Schmidt quickly. Only her first. And that'll send Mia to the free throw line. And Mia Lauby on the line. Came into last night 0-for-3, which is unusual. That one, though, is good, right through the bottom of the net.
Well, and Mia just does a lot of nice things well. It's kind of like Wagamaster, you know. She just does a lot of things very well. And she's just the glue for this team and very solid and heady player.
Free throw number 2 is good. 9 for Mia Lauby. Maddie Knapp comes in. Willette will come out for the Indians. 58-48. 10-point lead, 44 seconds to play.
Yep, Marion's going to spread it out, try to get Sarah Schmidt attacking the basket.
Schmidt to McCray, fakes the pass, shot short. Rebound Wagamaster, and was fouled going up. Now, who's that going to be on? Maddie Knapp. First foul on Knapp, team foul number 8, and Wagamaster on the line. A lot of Prairie shots here in the fourth quarter have come up short.
Yeah, they've done a good job attacking the rim and been a little short. A lot of times that's kind of to do with just the fourth quarter tiredness.
And that free throw no good. Yeah, I think this is right now Marion a little deeper. And I think that's played a big part.
Yeah, you can see that too right now, especially in that last 3 minutes. It just kind of, the tide turned a little bit and just, kids have to play a little bit longer and they're a little more tired.
Wagamaster gets the second one. 5 for Jenna.
Full court pressure.
Foul called immediately with 34.7 to go.
Yeah, it's good foul. No time off the clock.
And it's Sarah Schmidt who fouls.
Yep.
That's the good news. Bad news is you foul Marion's best free throw shooter.
Yeah, good news, bad news. Good quick foul and wrong person.
And if you're Marion, you get that ball into Chloe Rice every time.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll have to find a way or diagram something, especially if there's a dead ball. Make sure it gets into your free throw shooter's hand.
13 for Rice. Free throw number 2 up and good. See Tanya Warren over there, the UNI women's coach, sitting with KK Armstrong. Free throw, pull up from the line, won't go by Schmidt. Tanya's seen some good basketball today.
She has, and I know you and I is interested in Sarah Schmidt, so she's had a good game.
Of course, Cameron Finley going to be going to UNI from on the north side of Marion. 12 seconds to play. Marion's going to win this one, and the score's going to not look quite as indicative of how well played this game was. 60-49, number two Marion holds off Cedar Rapids Prairie here on the Indians' home court. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back with the postgame from Marion. After this, you're listening to Girls High School Basketball from KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Sunday, it's an NFC showdown as the Arizona Cardinals host the Washington Redskins. Hi, this is Tom McCarthy of Westwood One. Join Mark Malone and me for all the action from the Valley of the Sun. Will Kirk Cousins and the high-powered Washington Redskins attack continue to march towards the postseason, or will Carson Palmer and the Arizona Cardinals climb back into the playoff picture? Cardinals, Redskins, if it's the NFL, it's right here.
NFL football presented by MediaCom, the Redskins and the Cardinals, Sunday at 3:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Sunday, Matt Ryan and the Falcons host the Kansas City Chiefs in an interconference showdown. Hi, this is John Sadak of Westwood One. Join Ross Tucker and me for all the action from the Georgia Dome. The Chiefs are coming off an overtime thriller in Denver. Can they earn another win against one of the NFL's top teams, or will the Falcons take another step toward the NFC South crown? Chiefs, Falcons, if it's the NFL, it's right here.
NFL football presented by MediaCom, the Chiefs and the Falcons, Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Back with you on the postgame show here from Marion as the Indians, number 2 and 4A, hold off the Prairie Hawks 60-49. Scott Unash, Steve Dozer with you, and what a game. That was a lot of fun here this afternoon.
That was one of the most entertaining, hard-fought games. And, you know, if you're watching this, Scott, you say, yeah, the offense. But I tell you what, very impressed with both teams defensively. Both man-to-man defense, help side. And you know what changed a little bit for Marion? They got away from screening the ball that last third, fourth quarter, because I tell you what, Prairie did a heck of a job double-teaming all those pick-and-roll opportunities. So to me, that was a little bit key for the change there.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the final scoring in this one. For the victorious Marion Indians, they go to 4-0 on the season. Two in double figures led by Kay Balaubi, right at about her average. Team and game-high 21 points for the 5'9 freshman. 14 points for Chloe Rice. 12 of those coming in the second half, but boy, does she have to work for those points in this game today against Jenna Wagamaster. 9 points for Mia Lauby. 6 off the bench for Sophie Ouellette. She hit 2 big shots at the beginning of the fourth quarter. 6 for Caitlin Smith. 3 for Randy Wright. And Maddie Knapp had a free throw for 1. For Cedar Rapids Prairie, they dropped to 1-4 on the year. 2 in double figures. Sarah Schmidt leading the way with 18 points. Mallory McDermott had 15 points, including a couple of threes. 8 for Sid McCray. Jenna Wagamaster with 5, but what a defensive job she did. 2 for Quinn Deal and a free throw for McKenna Monk for 1. Turnovers, Prairie with only 8, Marion with only 8. Bench scoring was 7-3 in favor of the Indians in this one. Three-pointers, 6 for Marion, 4 for Prairie. Marion got much better in the second half of the free throw line. They ended up 15-22 for the game. And for Cedar Rapids Prairie, they still struggled at the line. They ended up 9 of 20 here in this one. How about rebounding?
Rebounding, very close. For Marion, they had 24 defensive rebounds, 5 offensive for a total of 29. Prairie had 18 defensive rebounds and 10 offensive rebounds for a total of 28. So, you know, it just kind of goes along with the game, Scott. Everything was close and came down to a possession.
So the Indians go to 4-0, and they get ready to get back into the conference. Doesn't get easier for Prairie as they have to battle the City High Little Hawks coming up.
Yeah, it's not going to get any easier for them. And this is a good game for Marion to have because I tell you what, you know, a couple blowouts and, you know, this is a very good time to play a very improving Marion team. And next up for Prairie, City High. So, we saw them last night and they're going to have their hands full. But a game like this, Scott, we should give them some confidence.
Well, Steve, we'll let you go and have fun the rest of this Saturday, if you will.
Yeah, I'm going to actually go and watch the Prairie Boys play at home tonight against Muscatine. So looking forward to watching them play.
Mr. Wieskamp.
Yes, and that'll be fun to watch.
Yep,
they could have used him today.
Yeah, Iowa could have used him today. Could have used some defense today as well. All right, that's going to wrap things up for our coverage of game number one. We're going to send it back to our studios here for a little ESPN. And at 4 o'clock, straight up 4 o'clock, we will take it for game number two, the boys game of this unique doubleheader. It'll be Jefferson taking on Marion here from the Marion gym. For Steve Dozier, Scott Unash saying so long for just a little while. Final score of the girls game, number 2 and 4A, Marion 60, Cedar Rapids Prairie 49. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. We'll send it back to our studios for some ESPN programming.